Inside Mac.
For Thursday, September 14th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. iTunes movies will not be offered in the world's fastest-growing digital market. Wall Street is showing Apple some love, and Apple is the fastest-growing retailer in the United States. After Apple's event this past week, the Bay Area is buzzing about iTunes offering movies. It's all the rage right now, and as iTunes music grew to what it is now, it's only a matter of time before iTunes movies will have thousands of titles as well. But some movie fans will not be enjoying the iTunes movie experience. As Apple has said, its new service will not be available in most of Asia, and there is no prospect of its rollout in the near future. According to Forbes, fears of piracy, which is rampant in much of Asia, and licensing agreements with record and movie companies means the world's fastest-growing digital market has been shut out. Apple's marketing director in Asia, Tony Lee, said it's true that iTunes is not available in Asia, and that goes for music as well as movies. The report notes in the Asia-Pacific region, iTunes is only available in Australia and Japan, which is the world's second largest consumer of music after the United States. But even in Japan, a few labels have refused to allow their songs onto the service. And with Apple's product launches, the company's stock climbed again. The stock is now valued at $74.20, with analysts noting price targets of around $90 on the shares. Macworld UK said analysts continue to sing Apple's praises. Here's what they're saying. Citigroup analyst Richard Gardner focused in on the new ITV device, which he feels could provide an incentive for consumers to remain with iTunes instead of moving to Windows Zune, which was formally announced by the company this afternoon. Bank of America analyst Keith Bachman described Apple's new announcements as representing a meaningful strategic step towards defining itself as the leading vendor of converged digital content. Credit Suisse analyst Robert Semple said the ITV will expand Apple's market. He said Apple's eventual entry into the media hub market adds another layer to the investment story. And finally, American technology research analyst Shaw Wu praised the company for some less obvious achievements, including better battery life, higher resolution video, and an improved user interface in iTunes and iPods. And last week I reported that soon after Apple's Showtime event ended, Apple's senior VP of retail was going to talk about the company's retail side at the Think Equity Partners Conference. Macworld UK said during the presentation, he confirmed the company's plans to introduce new design features in future shops later this month. The designs will be inspired by some new features that have been found at the New York retail outlet on Fifth Avenue. According to the report, he talked about how far Apple has come since the launch of the first iMac in 1998. He said the Apple Store is the fastest growing retailer in the U.S. A new shop opens every 9 days, and it plans to open 40 stores each year in the future. Coming up, download and revisit season finales for free. I'll give you details when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Griffin Technology has announced two different products for the iPod, the iKaraoke and the iTalk Pro. iKaraoke features a high-quality compact microphone that will plug into your iPod. Existing vocals will magically fade into the background, leaving instruments and backing vocals intact. This will allow you to sing your heart out. iTalk Pro uses your iPod's dock connector and will transport your iPod into a portable mobile recording studio. According to the company, there are no extra cables or adapters, and you will get a CD-quality recording capability. Both iKaraoke and iTalk Pro will be available this winter. Apple's Hot Deals site has been updated, offering deals from J&R Computer World, PowerMax, and Publishing Perfection. J&R Computer World has deals on Nova's cardioid condenser microphone from M Audio. They're also offering Bose companion speakers for your computer or iPod and more. And PowerMax has exclusive pricing on a number of Mac-compatible hardware and software products, including Easy Gear Ultra Ears, Radtech BT600 Bluetooth full-sized mouse, EasyQuest Monsoon 300GB FireWire USB 2.0 external hard drive, and FrameForge 3D Studio 2 digital film studio for pre-visualization and storyboarding from Innovative Software. And lastly, PowerMax is offering deals on Mac-compatible hardware and software products, including the H2O SVI Mini waterproof house and headphones for the iPod Mini. For more Apple deals, check out hotdeals.apple.com. And lastly today, free shows are being offered by ABC on iTunes. In fact, 1 million free shows are being offered. Downloads of last season's finales of Grey's Anatomy, Lost, and Desperate Housewives are on the U.S. iTunes store. In addition, ABC is offering unlimited downloads of special highlight shows for each of the three series, featuring commentaries from the show's producers and editors at People and Entertainment Weekly magazines. It's part of the 1 million hit lowdown. If you're interested, check it out as soon as you can, because according to a note from iTunes, once there has been a million downloads, the free finales are gone. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando. I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.